32GI. Leading sports nutrition provider. Focused on health and performance. 32GI. Trusted sports nutrition advisors.
You're listening to 32GI Sports Nutrition with myself, Mr. Active David Katz, and it's great to be broadcasting from an event this week. It's an event I've been at, and it's the Old Mutual Golden Gate Challenge, a fantastic three-day trail race. You do 27 kilometers, 29, and then you end with a short 19 kilometers, but every day has a fair amount of climbing, and they're absolutely fantastic. And I'm catching up now with a man who does use 32GI products, and he was here last year. He won it last year. Slightly better competition this year, Wandy, but you're still going quite well.
It was indeed a fierce competition this year. There's a lot of trail runners who are very, very good. So it was quite tough and a lot of it quite chasing. But I enjoyed it overall.
Now, Wandy, what is it? I mean, I love trail running. I know you run all sorts of things. But a race like this in a place like this, I mean, Golden Gate is special, isn't it? And they take us to areas that people can't get to.
That's very true, Dave. This place, one of the best things about it is, I mean, you come here, you spend the whole long weekend. It's a chill area and spectacular views as well. You see the wildebeest, you know, on certain days like today, which is day two. It was nice to see wild run out there, you know. So it's quite an amazing place to be at and spend time as well.
Now, Wandy, you've done, I think, Nine Oceans and Comrades back-to-back in a row. So is that right? And next year, that's double blue and green you're going for, isn't it?
No, that's very true. Eh? I'm looking forward to that. So next year is basically 10 Comrades, 10 Two Oceans. And with all of that, I think with my preparation, I'll be concentrating more on what I take for both for fueling and for recovery. And that's why I've been like using my 32GI even on this race, which was very, very good.
Wandy, do you take any time off from running?
I do. Just after Comrades, I would take a break for about a month. This year, though, it was quite challenging because we had to do the Kruger to Canyon, which was the challenging that I've had to put myself into after Comrades and do the Kruger to Canyon. So it was a bit different this year, but generally, I do take some time off.
And what sparked the interest for you in running? What was the thing that got you into all of this?
Firstly, it was basically I started doing 10 kilometers, 21, and then they became too short. And I met up a friend of mine who dared me to do Comrades. And then I started qualifying with a 420 marathon. And then from there, it just never stopped. And I've just been enjoying it. And recently, it's been trail running, which is phenomenal. I mean, like you said, you go to places that you've never been to before. You experience such a beautiful atmosphere as well, with a lot of people as well that comes and enjoy it.
Well, trail running growing worldwide, and especially here in South Africa. For people who just road run, what is the appeal of trail running?
It's the beauty of the nature. It's quite different from road running. I mean, you see guys who have broken records in road running, and then they come and do trail. Their time that they finish a marathon with, they will probably finish here at 9 kilometer, which is something that you'd never do. So it's very different, but it's very challenging as well, which is very good.
Wandy, looking at nutrition-wise, we've touched on it briefly, but for a race like this, a three-day race, how do you prepare in general, not just what you're using in terms of product, but you know, how do you keep yourself or prepare yourself and then keep yourself fueled for 3 days?
Specifically, you need to keep yourself hydrated. You need to watch what you eat in terms of... but one thing that is very important, you mustn't change during the course of the race, you know, what you take. You know, you need to stick to what you normally eat. Like I said earlier on, I mean, for the race like this, I would basically use my Enjoy 32GI in preparation for this. And I'll have my recovery drinks, which is the 32GI as well, that I normally take. And during the race, when I'm racing, I'll have my energy gels with my G-Short. So I'm basically using the 32GI product. And it works very well for me.
Now, you mentioned using the Endure for a race like this. Do you use the Endure over the race and the race product, and why?
I do use the race product because basically, I mean, the race product is very concentrated, you know, and because of the shorter distance here, you need to make sure that you take that upfront because it basically spikes up. Unlike when you're doing very longer races, you know. So for a racing race like this, you need to take that race product, which is very good.
Yeah, and just to let people know, Wendy runs faster than most of us, so they do need race over Endure. The rest of us need to go for a lot longer, so the Endure is a better product. Wendy, I mean, at an event like this, you get fed as well. And the one thing I find with these events, old Dave Dixon does the catering, and sometimes you land up leaving here weighing more than when you arrived, don't you?
That's very correct. I mean, the caterers here are phenomenal. There's food anytime you are here. I mean, we're sitting in the chill zone right now, and anytime you go in there in that catering tent, there's something that can nibble on. And sometimes it could be a bit of a bad thing, in the sense that you need to stop yourself from taking too much because you need to prepare for the next day. You know, as I said, you know, sometimes you get here, there's lots of sweets and there's a lot of, you know, things that you can snack on, but you just need to, if ever you're preparing to race, you know, you need just need to hold back a bit. But it's very, I mean, they're very, very good caterers.
Yeah, there's a bit of fruit, there's muffins, but as you've said, there's biscuits, there's sweets, then they bring out cake, and just for people who are racing, that's going to affect the next day. You've got to have some sort of discipline while you're at a race, you're at a race at the end. I know this is a challenge and it's about the experience, but too much sugar is not going to help your recovery too much, is it?
No, not at all, hey? And also, I mean, you know, when you're having a lot of sugary stuff and you come and race the following day, it's definitely going to tell you, you know what, you didn't eat properly the previous day. And I mean, we start very early in the morning as well, so you need to check what you eat in the breakfast as well. Don't go too much on it. But if you can carry some stuff, there's nice water point along the route that they provide sweets and bananas and all of that. So even in the morning when you're having your normal breakfast, I normally have my a sandwich with peanut butter, and that's it for me, and it works well.
Do you ever fast before events? Is that something you try, or you need to eat something?
I normally do. If I'm doing a very shorter race, for example, a 21K, I wouldn't have anything. But generally, if I'm doing 42Ks, then that's when I'll have a bit of a breakfast, small breakfast, like oats or a peanut butter sandwich. That works well for me.
Wendy, you're going, as we said, for 10 Comrades Marathons, 10 Two Oceans, two of the biggest ultras in South Africa, if not the world. What is the ultimate goal? What's still on your running agenda? I mean, Comrades, we see guys who've done 44 in a row, I think, now. Where do you see yourself going to?
Firstly, I think I want to achieve those two Comrades and Two Oceans in a very, very good time next year. I would love to come back and run with my green number and my blue number. In Comrades and in Oceans, respectively, and then from there, I would like to go more into trail running as well. I would like to attempt Ironman as well, because that's one challenge as well that I haven't done. As long as I can try and get into the water more often, which is a bit of a challenge.
Now, Wendy, you're well known, well respected within the South African running circles because you are so versatile. We see you on the road, we see you on the trails. But for people, some of our international people who are listening out there, races in South Africa, they're worth coming to do, aren't they?
They're very, very much worth coming to do. Look, I mean, all of the races here, it's not just the experience of the race itself, but even the community and the people. I mean, take for example this weekend. I mean, I was telling a friend of mine, you come here, you know, you like in a certain environment whereby everyone is the same. You know, there's jovial moments, and it's beautiful. You know, that cross cultural diversity, you see that, you know, in the true sense of the word. And we live in harmony, we really, really enjoy it. I mean, it's spectacular. It's not just about running and finishing, but just have that diversity within the running community. It's amazing.
Well, Wendy, thanks for your time. Enjoy your last day here and all the rest, and we'll look out for you completing 10 Comrades and 10 Two Oceans next year. But from myself, Mr. Active David Katz on 32GI Sports Nutrition, and I'll leave Wendy to say goodbye last. We'll catch up with you next week.
Thank you so much, Dave. We'll definitely catch up. Thank you.
32GI. Leading sports nutrition provider. Focused on health and performance. 32GI. Trusted sports nutrition advisors.